Bites. Fit sports drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
The residents of Lusaka's John Lane compound that demand control of stray dogs. Mobile money agents are raised alarm over public urination in Kapirimpunshi CBD. And in Africa news, a Pope prioritizes the world's fastest growing Catholic region in major Africa tour. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of John Lang in Lusaka have raised concern over the growing number of stray dogs in the area, urging authorities to take immediate action. Speaking on behalf of the community, Agnes Mumba says the situation has become alarming, noting that unvaccinated stray dogs poses a serious public health risk, particularly in relation to rabies. She adds that some dog owners have also failed to vaccinate their pets, further increasing the danger to residents. Ms. Mumba has since called on the Lusaka City Council to take proactive measures to control the stray dog population. Residents are now hoping for swift action to prevent potential outbreaks and improve safety in the area.
In September, because magari apa kakuno maimbo ya lifuru mshinge mbono so wana watepeze kwa mborumi wapa ya sivadu wala upeza vina mziru umakabe karangu tibato banga tile sema nyereti wa indi watigulie mgoro wa manyereti so tutemba kwa kuni waka nsi waka mbo pita waka nsi sema wese na nasise mgoro wa manyebizu wa zizi paya chabe ako kabutu kumisendi zure kono kujumenge ndeve tinga pembe kukubaka nsi mtianga nirepo isi.
Mobile money agents in Kapirimpunshi have expressed concern over open defecation and public urination, warning that the situation poses a serious health risk and is disrupting their operations. The agents say the vice has become rampant in the central business district, particularly around mobile money booths. They lament that street children have turned the backside of these booths into toilet areas, resulting in an unpleasant stench affecting both business operators and members of the public. The agents have since appealed to relevant authorities to urgently intervene and restore proper sanitation in the area.
I think it's truly a face before a cut. Put them as a team teaching a job upon Mokonga to watch them up to add a cock from Diraco. So, but it's a clear on my authorities could pay a fence somewhere called Katame Timu Tichuku, then Vakade cock from Diraco. It seems Chaka energy. Chai karate chawa kia hitu tachakwa tenchi tono mbaba choko wa mkusundira filiafine au mfue misuba ima fepalia pene wanga didaya shintida kushimu cha sundirako. I think I'm a street kid ya bafuile batu wafu wako bade wa kontoro la kofidia baisa kofi wangu waba tandari la kofidia fine baba chitako kanso so that ba chefi anya kono kupepa ama posti kibade pepa ea de barengesha na ngure mwe wati iwete kwa kundro kwa kumula nduwa kwa kujia fina pepe de ena tare kungo kore landa.
The Ministry of Labor has fined Rosek Merchants, a subcontractor at Zambezi Portland Cement Company in Ndola, 80,000 kwacha for failing to issue written employment contracts to its workers. Labor Commissioner Givens Muntengwa says the company has until April 30th to pay the penalty and must ensure all workers receive contracts by month end. Mr. Montengwa says while employees confirmed receiving basic provisions such as meals, payslips, and protective equipment, it is unfortunate they are not on fixed-term contracts. He also alleged that management has been blocking workers from joining a union.
So Reflect Merchants, we received complaints and that's why we are here. And indeed, we confirmed that they are not issuing contracts in writing. So in accordance with Section 22, that's a chargeable offense and administrative penalty. And so we have charged them 80,000, which they must pay by or before 30th April. And we have equally directed them to ensure that contracts are issued by or before the end of the month. Zambia Sportland, we cannot exonerate you fully. You are also in breach of the processes in terms of going to the table to negotiate.
Meanwhile, Human Resources Manager Voice Mukavila says the company will comply with the labor laws and ensure workers' rights are respected.
Current collective agreement expires on 30th of April and we are definitely sure that we'll be able to conclude before the expiry of the current contract. So with all these things, we promise you that our doors are open. The director's doors are open for anyone to come and check, come and inspect, and to come and visit us. Correct us. We'll be available to provide information and also to do what the law requires to do.
Muchinga Province Permanent Secretary Chus Dawalia has called for improved sanitary conditions in schools across the province. Dr. Walia says maintaining high sanitation standards is key to promoting the health and performance of learners and teachers, especially in boarding schools. He made the remarks during a visit to Kenneth Kaunda Secondary School in Chinsali, following a one-week ultimatum issued to the school to improve its ablution facilities. Dr. Walia says the move is in line with a directive from President Haga in the Hichilema, requiring all schools and health facilities to have running water and proper sanitation.
Toilet facilities, whether it's for the day, secondary school, primary school, or boarding school, they should be attention. We are the, spoken with the devs over this, the PO, and the PO wrote to all the schools, that they should pay attention to this. So we shall follow through and check if what the PO said, wrote to our teachers and managers, if they have really paid attention to what we said. This is very key, and the president has been emphasizing this.
Meanwhile, Deputy Head Teacher Stephen Gangwa says the school has begun repair works, including fixing leaking taps and painting facilities. And Muchinga Provincial Education Officer Alexander Mlenga has urged the schools to prioritize sanitation to prevent disease outbreaks that disrupt learning.
As case is emphasizing, sanitation in schools and all institutions of government is very important because with proper sanitation institutions, we have health diseases coming out. Things like cholera and typhoid normally comes out because of dirty and poor sanitation places. So I'm calling upon all head teachers in the province to ensure that we put mind to sanitation in our schools.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era, Chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's alone.